just, you know, it was very, very difficult. But I did have a lot of good family to help me get through that. We moved from Northfield to Pleasantville, my mother and I and my Uncle Phil and my grandmother, and then we moved back to Northfield. By then, my parents were divorced. And you know what? They seemed to get along well. It was a good situation. My mother had gotten remarried in 1976, actually to a wonderful guy, but I had moved in with my father. And I remember these teenage years for me. They were difficult. I had involved myself quite a bit with different things, alcohol being the main perpetrator. But you know what's really funny is I always prayed. I always had some kind of relationship with God. I mean, no matter how tough things were emotionally, I still had that relationship with God. I always prayed to God for help. And even when I was going through my drinking years as a teenager, and, you know, other things that kind of go along with that, I always felt that I was missing something in my life. So that's why I'm just going to keep coming back to this prayer thing, because it's important. No matter how down you are spiritually or physically, emotionally, spiritually, God really is there for you. I mean, I think standing here before you right now is a testimony to that. Because there's many things that happened and could have happened. And, you know, just maybe some of those things I wouldn't be here, but for the grace of God, I am. When I was 20, I did go to an alcohol rehab in Seabrook. It's called Seabrook House. I was there for 28 days. Got sober. And in the meantime, I kind of got involved reading the Bible, doing Bible studies. In fact, it was funny. My cousins, and they reminded me of this, that I accepted the Lord in their apartment in Ocean City on 9th and Atlantic, if anyone knows where that is. And because I guess I had forgotten I had accepted the Lord, but they reminded me that I did. So as time went on, I was doing a lot of AA meetings, and I got a job in physical therapy as an aide, went back to physical therapy school, and I graduated school. And you know something that was funny? I was cured of alcoholism. So you know what I did? I went and drank again, which was one of the biggest mistakes I made in my life, because I thought I was cured. But I had stopped going to meetings, I had stopped going to church. But if you can believe this, I still prayed all the time, every day. Now maybe I didn't know what I was praying for, or maybe it wasn't the right attitude, but I just feel like God was always there for me. And I know that sounds hard to believe, but He was. I involved myself with some other churches, and you know, I never felt like I really belonged in a church. Until I came to this church. Because people in this church have the love that I feel like I never got from other churches. And, you know, it's no knock on anything. You know, this, you know, I had a lot of good spiritual experiences, but when I walk in this building and I see the people in this congregation, I feel welcomed. And every little thing that we do, I pick a piece of paper up off the floor, somebody says thank you. And I'm inspired by many people in this congregation, like Dottie Silvestri, for instance. You know, someone who has just been a Christian for so many years and doesn't want anything for it except to serve the Lord. Lee Slade, the same thing. And many, many other people in this congregation, it just warms my heart to come in here and just see these, like, loyal servants of God, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. You know, I found with Christianity, you don't have to make a big splash. God wants consistency. He loves it when someone just grinds it out every day and serves Him. And you know what? I strive to be that Christian. And I have a long way to go, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep working on that. You know, and of course, with getting sober and everything, and getting back to my story, I did manage to crawl back to sobriety. In fact, that date happened to be January 17th, 1993. It's been a very interesting ride since then, but I felt That prayer helped me get back. I mean, obviously, the Lord brought me back. I worked in physical therapy. I was always in a motorcycle, so, and I still have a Harley, which I ride almost every week. But there was still something missing in my life. I kept praying. I had my career. I finally had a nice place to live. I was sober, but I was missing something in my life. Anyway, as time kind of went on, I was engaged to someone, and I moved my job up to Manahawkin 18 years ago, almost to the day, actually. In fact, I think today is the day. 18 years ago, I started working in Manahawkin in physical therapy at the hospital. And 6 weeks after that, I got into a motorcycle accident. And when I was in the hospital, I just started to think a lot about a lot of things, about my mortality. Unfortunately, the engagement that I had didn't work out, and I ended up working 35 miles away from my home down in Northfield. And my father, in the meantime, had gotten sick, and I had to move back in with him because I didn't want him to go into a nursing home. And, you know, I don't want to pat on the back for that, because he was the one who was there and had my back when I was younger, and he was there for me. I felt like I owed it to him to be there for him. Well, many, many, many times I prayed to God that I just get a job back in Atlanta County. And you know what? God wasn't listening to me. He just, for some reason, he wasn't answering my prayer, and I was getting real frustrated. So I would go to work every day. I'd come home. I'd hang with my father, get him his dinner, maybe go to the gym, and then that was my day. He was on oxygen. He was in a hospital bed. But I did have some quality time with him. But in the meantime, I met a nurse at the hospital. And that woman is my wife today. And, she spent, many nights with me and my dad. Just kind of hanging out. I know I was going to do this again. And she was there when he passed away. But I knew she was a woman for me. She was there, and I certainly appreciated that. And I had somewhat of a difficult time. But she stuck with me, and about a year and a half later, we got married. And that was almost 11 years ago. So I made the big move to Manahawkin, and here I am now. So, but I do want to say this. We got married, and we still had to try and find our spirituality. You know, we kind of had a difference of opinion, which is okay. So we ended up here. I knew certain people who came here, like Eva Muller and Nancy and Ed Jones and many other people, and I just felt that this was a place I'd like to come to. And you know something? I haven't left. And I don't know how many years ago, it might be like 8, 10 years ago, and I finally joined the church, because I was really never a joiner, because if you remember, I said I never felt like I fit in. And you know what? There's no way I was going to fit in here, because I don't fit in anywhere. But you know what? I do fit in here. You know what? And it's because of you people. But mostly it's because of the Lord. And again, I never stop praying. And that's why I don't want anybody to ever stop praying. Because I'm a living example of that. I figure if God didn't give up on me, then he's not going to give up on you either. I have a wonderful family. I have 2 stepchildren. And I don't really like to use that term. I call them my own kids, because I don't ever want there to be any doubt of my commitment to my family. My oldest daughter asked me to walk her up the aisle 1.5 years ago. So, Maybe that's her seal of approval. I don't know. So currently, I've been with this job with NovaCare for 18 years, as of today, if you can believe that. One of my co-workers here, I think she's got about a year in now. So. And I've been sober for 22 years. Now, there's been bumps in the road, but I've done it all sober. But it wasn't because of my strong will. It was because of God's grace and the prayer that I never gave up on. And, you know, I will say this. The people in this congregation, again, have been so encouraging to me. Everybody does their little part. I mean, like I was saying, when you come here for Christmas, the church is decorated. Who does that? Well, nobody gets paid to do that. People volunteer from this church. And I'm looking at Ed Lee Slater. I know she's done it many times. And, you know, I just really, really certainly appreciate the opportunity to just praise God. Because I don't have any answers, but God does, and His Word, the Bible, does. And He has the answers. So what I want to do is I just want to wrap it up. I'm going to read Psalm 68:19 again. It says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation." And another version of this in Psalm 68 was, "Praise be to the Lord our Savior who daily bears our burdens." So with this scripture, God has your back. And if God is with you, how can you lose? Thank you.